This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The James Comey hearing on Capitol Hill has now collapsed the Russian conspiracy theory narrative. The New York Times has now been totally debunked by James Comey's own testimony. CNN had to issue a correction. And what we really found out in Comey's testimony is that he was pressured by Loretta Lynch to lie to the American public about the criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton. Yes, according to James Comey, Loretta Lynch pressured him to stop using the word investigation, even though it was a criminal investigation, and to start using the word matter, as if it were just a matter that we're looking into, not really an investigation. And why was he pressured to say this? Because the Clinton campaign, again, this is during the campaign in 2016, the Clinton campaign was lying to everybody and saying that it was nothing but a, quote, security review, that it wasn't a criminal investigation. It was just a security review or a matter, not an investigation. And James Comey decided to totally go along with this. He went along with it. He took orders from Loretta Lynch, and he lied to the public. He did it willfully. He admitted all of this under oath. And he colluded, in effect, with the Clinton campaign to lie to the public about the existence of a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server cover-up, her leaking of state secrets via the email server, you know, inadvertent leaking, allowing the secrets to be hacked, her possible collusion, corruption, and other crimes that Hillary has been engaged in. Meanwhile, James Comey confirmed under oath that there was no criminal investigation, never, against Donald Trump. So what we've now confirmed with Comey's testimony is that there's been no investigation against Trump, but there has been a criminal investigation against Hillary Clinton, and that James Comey was pressured by Loretta Lynch to cover up the existence of that investigation by lying to the American public. We also know that Bill Clinton pressured Loretta Lynch. Remember that secret plane meeting on the tarmac where Bill Clinton told Loretta, well, we don't know exactly what he told her, but it's not hard to guess. He told Loretta Lynch to back off of the investigation because Loretta was, of course, running the DOJ. And under the Obama regime, all of the heads of the DOJ, such as Eric Holder, have been corrupt, treasonous criminals. Every one of them should be indicted and charged with treason or corruption or whatever is the most appropriate charge, and they should face a trial for their corruption and collusion. And isn't it interesting that the entire left-wing media has been saying all along since the election day that Trump has been engaged in obstruction of justice, that he asked for James Comey's loyalty, and that he was obstructing justice. Well, now we know from James Comey that it was Loretta Lynch who was obstructing justice. And Comey went along with it. And we know that there was no effort between Trump and Comey to obstruct anything that the FBI was doing. Asking for loyalty is not a crime. Especially when Trump was almost certainly talking about loyalty to the Constitution, loyalty to the office of the presidency, which is the executive boss of the country. That's what president means. And yet, if you look at the Democrats, everything they do is obstruction of justice. What about the collusion and corruption to blackball Bernie Sanders? What about the DNC corruption and Debbie Wasserman Schultz? What about all of the John Podesta emails that came out from WikiLeaks and showed this incredible corruption, collusion, cover-ups? Just time and time again, what about Bill Clinton and that meeting with Loretta Lynch? What about Obama and all of the collusion that he carried out to make sure that Hillary Clinton got elected so that Obama's crimes would be covered up. And why did Hillary reportedly say before the election that if we don't win this thing, we're all going to hang? Well, it turns out there's so much evidence of corruption and criminality among the Democrats, including Obama, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and many others. There's so much evidence that as this all comes out, there are going to be many, many people who go to jail. And rightfully so. They have been engaged in treasonous crimes, high crimes, felony crimes against this nation. And Obama is still running, I guess what he thinks is a government in exile, to attempt to overthrow the legitimate president of the United States, which is Donald Trump. And the mainstream media has, of course, gone along with this, and they are raising an army of little militant liberal students to wage protests, to assault police officers, to cause chaos. They've got students now at Evergreen State College in Washington, which has been turned into a left-wing terrorist training camp. The students there are being trained on how to seize buildings, how to intimidate white professors, how to conduct car-to-car searches for people that they want to beat up, which are always white people, of course, how to make demands like terrorists. Kathy Griffin, of course, is depicting the terrorist methodology of the extreme radical left by holding up that decapitated, bloodied head of Donald Trump and thinking that that was really funny. You know, it's just on and on. I mean, the left has become a terrorist organization. Democrats who are operating in that way are, in fact, domestic terrorists. And they're just waiting for their opportunity to try to overthrow this country, just like they did before the swearing in of Donald Trump in January, just like they tried to overturn the Electoral College. They all despise democracy. They hate this country. They hate America. They openly talk about how much they hate America. They are racist, intolerant bigots who hate white people. They openly talk about killing white people, murdering white people, oppressing white people. This is what the left has become. And if you give them any leeway on this, they're going to take your country and turn it into a fascist regime. And James Comey went along with them. And James Comey likes to come across as a reasonable, trustworthy guy. Behind the scenes, he is a traitorous collusion master who colluded with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now we know that in his own words. And James Comey himself should face criminal charges for his collusion, his leaking of his own memo to the New York Times, and that he admitted that as well, that he leaked his own memo. I'm not even sure how you leak your own memo, but he did it through a friend. And he openly admitted that he colluded, he orchestrated the leaking of this so-called memo to the New York Times, even though it was something that he wrote himself, which means he could have fabricated it. This whole thing was a giant left-wing setup to try to embarrass Donald Trump. And James Comey was in on it. And James Comey clearly violated certain laws. Whether or not he's prosecuted for those violations is another matter altogether. But he has clearly violated not just the ethics of his position at the FBI, but also laws around security and collusion and corruption. And if he had actually seen any efforts by Trump to interfere with his investigation or to engage in obstruction of justice, he would have had to have reported that immediately or face prosecution himself. And he didn't. And now he has confirmed that Trump did not attempt to obstruct justice with the FBI in any way. But James Comey himself did engage in a massive cover-up and collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign to lie to the American public, mislead the American public into thinking that there was not a criminal investigation being conducted by the FBI when there was. That is corruption, James Comey. That is collusion. That is obstruction of justice. By allowing Loretta Lynch to tell you to change your descriptions of the criminal investigation to lie to the press, to lie to the public, to cover up for Hillary Clinton's crimes. That's the very definition of corruption or obstruction of justice. And you are guilty of it. And you need to face, criminal investigations yourself. And let us hope that Donald Trump will continue to push for these criminal investigations of the felons on the left who have been running this entire collusion campaign. You know they tried to steal the election with fraudulent votes. You know they thought they had this election in the bag. They were laughing and talking about it just the night of the election, how Hillary was going to win. The New York Times had a 95% chance prediction. Oh, Hillary was going to win. And they were all laughing it up. Ah, ha, ha, all these liberals, they thought it was so great. And then they never reported that the Russians were hacking the election. In fact, Obama came out and said, before the election, there's no influence from the Russians. No influence at all. Our elections are solid and safe, and the Russians can't hack our elections. He said all this on the record before they knew Hillary Clinton lost. And then the moment she lost, they all changed the narrative. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, the Russians must have hacked this because we didn't win. How could Donald Trump have won? Because they were so out of touch with the people of America. They didn't realize that the people were tired of the corruption, that the people wanted Donald Trump to win over Hillary Clinton. And so they invented the Russian hacking conspiracy theory, and they ran with that. And the New York Times and the Washington Post became nothing but innuendo rags, citing totally fabricated, bogus, anonymous sources to push out stories that have now been totally debunked because of James Comey's testimony himself. So now we know the New York Times is fake news. We know CNN is fake news. We know the Washington Post is fake news. James Comey's testimony proves it again and again and again in his own words under oath. what an amazing, just an astonishing series of events that we are witnessing. The absolute corruption of the media, the DNC, the Obama administration, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. They have all been totally corrupted and turned into anti-American, fascist, corrupt organizations that are actively working to overthrow this country, to nullify the will of the people, to nullify the election outcome that they don't like, and to install a totalitarian police state regime that they run. All these corrupt bureaucrats, they want to run their own little totalitarian regime. And if Hillary Clinton had been elected, they would have criminalized all speech that's critical of Hillary Clinton. I've published other stories about that. They would have thrown me in jail and many others. It was already scheduled. There were 200 websites they were going to shut down, and they were going to arrest some of the independent journalists who were questioning the body bags and the murder and the long string of deaths, mysterious deaths following the Clintons. You know, all these people who had dirt on the Clintons, they're all dead. And Seth Rich is dead because he was leaking DNC emails to WikiLeaks. They killed him. You know, again, Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted for conspiracy. She is a mastermind of a murderous racketeering organization. She needs to be indicted and thrown in prison and charged with multiple traitorous crimes against this country and against individuals who were trying to do the right thing and trying to blow the whistle. The left is so unbelievably corrupt in this country that there is no saving them. All we can do is defeat them. And that's the answer for moving forward. Defeat the corrupt criminal left. Take back your universities. Take back your culture. Take back law and order. And let's truly make America great again by respecting what America once was. And it can be again if we're willing to take these steps and prosecute the criminals and the traitors who operated under the Obama regime, who tried to destroy and overthrow America. This is all out political warfare. And if we don't win the political war, we will find ourselves very soon in a kinetic war. because the left will do anything, including committing mass violence, to try to overthrow this country. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.